Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I can't believe it's Thursday. We are just chugging along here. Tons of news. And every day, I think, you know, I'll start with something that's not about the CDC or hot vax summer or regulations and masks and mandates and lockdowns, but it is the big story. I mean, as much as we all wish it were not, it is the story that's taken over. I'm looking at Fox News right now. Biden to announce next steps in vaccine push. It's everywhere. You guys aren't going to believe this, but I actually did that. Yes. In my spare time, I am a music producer. No, I think there is going to be a return of the mask. We're seeing it in places, you know, grocery stores. I'm sure you guys have noticed it a little bit. I don't plan on returning to it unless I am forced. But that we will wait and see. What's interesting that's happening now. So the CDC came out and basically, against all logic, they said that people who are vaccinated also need to wear the mask. Now, you've heard of this before. You heard about how this de-incentivizes people from getting the vaccine. Because if you think you're going to have to do everything, you know, the same as someone who didn't get the vaccine, why would you go get the jab? But their reasoning was essentially that people who are vaccinated have the same viral load as people who are not. Now, I don't claim to be like Dr. Fauci, an expert on the droplets, conceivably, possibly, probably. But what I'm gathering from that is you are, if you get the vaccine, you are as contagious if you get COVID as somebody who does not have the vaccine. That is my very simplified way of thinking of it. And they came out with this information. They had Dr. Rochelle come out and talk about it. And a lot of people have questions. In fact, the people, the organizations, the political figureheads, the commentary, you know, experts that have questions on this make me think that something is happening here.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear.
And I'll tell you what's happening. I think that even the far left, beautiful people, the pajama class, as Carol Markowitz calls it, they have seen the light. They have seen the world without masks. And I don't know, maybe it reminded them of how beautiful it is to walk outside and see people's smiles or, you know, go to a restaurant and understand what the waitress is saying to you. I don't know what it was, but there seems to be a bit of a shift. And I'll tell you why. I'm going to bring the data to back it up. The Washington Post has a story out today. You're not going to believe this. And this is the title of it. CDC reversal on indoor masking prompts experts to ask, where's the data? If only we had been asking this since the beginning of this pandemic. You know, it's unfortunate it took the Washington Post over a year and a half to be so data hungry, to be so data driven. Where was Glenn Kessler when we needed him most? Jennifer Rubin. I don't even know who else is at the Post. Those are my only two. But now they are asking this question. And Ben Shapiro saw this article and he put it very well. He said, when the Washington Post is asking where the data is, you know, the CDC has royally bleeped this thing beyond all measure. And that is the truth. So I went and I started looking for this Post piece to see what they're really questioning. And I want to read it because it's like anything else. You know, you have everything's relative. So we were talking about this yesterday on Howie's show. my boss, Howie Carr. He's on after me. You guys should check him out. We're talking about how if Democrats ever tell you, or, you know, if polling ever tells you that a race is neck and neck, you know for sure the Democrat is getting walloped and that it's going to be a blowout. So when these people from the Washington Post start questioning the experts, you know that essentially Fauci and Rochelle, they've lost the left. I mean, it's not looking good for average for their it's not looking good for them right now, because if the Washington Post isn't standing by you, in the world words of Walter Cronkite, it's pretty much over. You know, he said if I've or no, who actually said if I've lost Walter Cronkite, I've lost the left. That's what's happening here. When you lose the Post, it's not looking good. And that seems to be the case. New recommendations from federal health officials this week on when vaccinated Americans should don face masks came with a startling bolt of news. Now, here's the news the CDC is pushing. People who have had their shots and become infected with the Delta variant, that's, you know, a breakthrough case, can harbor large amounts of virus just like unvaccinated people. That's the viral load. That means they could become spreaders of the disease and should return to wearing masks indoors in certain situations, including when vulnerable people are present. But the CDC did not publish the new research. In the text of the updated masking guidance, the agency merely cited CDC COVID-19 Response Team Unpublished Data 2021. Some outside scientists, who, by the way, the Washington Post, if you had gone 6 months ago, these outside scientists who would bring this up, they would have been banished. They would have been deplatformed. They would have been thrown in jail with Dr. Scott Atlas for this kind of wrong think. But due to people like Rand Paul, Scott Hounsell, you know, who have been looking into gain of function and talking to these scientists, and people like Tom Cotton, people who weren't afraid to ask questions, this kind of thing has become kind of unavoidable. You have to listen to these outside scientists. You have to listen to the doctors who are actually, you know, proposing some real facts, like Dr. McCary, who Howie had on his show last week. So some outside scientists have their own message. Show us the data. Now, this is Greg Gonzalez. He's an associate professor at the Yale School of Public Health. He said, they're making a claim that people with Delta who are vaccinated and unvaccinated have similar levels of viral load. But nobody knows what that means. It's meaningless unless we see the data. When Rochelle spoke to reporters Tuesday, she cited the new scientific data, but provided limited details about how the research was done. She said the data came from outbreak investigations in which researchers compared Delta infections among vaccinated and unvaccinated people. The data will be published immediately, according to a federal official knowledgeable about the research. Because tests showed similar levels of virus in the vaccinated and unvaccinated, the CDC inferred the Delta variant can be transmitted by people with breakthrough infections. But again, we haven't seen the actual science behind this. And now I want to clarify here, lest I get accused of not having faith in the CDC or Dr. Fauci, that besides a few things, besides gain of function research, herd immunity, mask efficacy, 2 weeks to slow the spread, you know, just some of those bullet points. Besides those, we have no reason to think that these experts would lie to us. I mean, I could only count on maybe two hands the amount of times they've lied to us over the past year and a half. So I don't know where this skepticism is coming from the Washington Post, but I don't think it's going to be well received by Dr. Fauci. You know, you're criticizing the science, or you're at least asking for the science. That's offensive to Dr. Fauci, because last time I checked, he is the science. So what he says goes. He doesn't need to show you anything. He just gets up and says it, and it becomes the science. The science evolves, you boomer rubes. I didn't know the Washington Post was full of so many MAGA supporters, so many rednecks. But Ben Shapiro said, if we're truly worried about people not getting vaccinated because of receiving conflicting / bad information, because that's the constant thing we're told by Jen Psaki is, you know, your crazy relative on Facebook is spreading misinformation about COVID or the vaccine. Ben Shapiro says the CDC ought to shut the bleep up, which brings me to another shocking bit of information. The New York Times' Bret Stephens. Again, this is why I think something is happening here. I'm a little baffled by this sudden turnaround. Bret Stephens hits Dr. Fauci in scathing op-ed. He says COVID misinformation comes from the top too. Now, I'm not trying to heap praise on Bret Stephens. All right, he does not deserve it. He's about a year and a half behind Tom Cotton and other conservative writers who were making these points early on. Mary Catherine Hamm was on CNN last week making a point just like this about Rand Paul questioning Dr. Fauci. So Bret Stephens, you know, he's not breaking the mold here. He's a year and a half behind. But still, the New York Times is losing faith in Fauci. This has to stop. Fauci is almost certainly right on the technical merits, but the larger truth, obscured until recently by fervent efforts to dismiss the lab leak theory for the origins of the pandemic, is that the U.S. government scientific establishment did support gain-of-function research that deserved far more public debate than it got. Also true is that beneficiaries of that funding engaged in deceptive tactics and outright mendacity to shield their research from public scrutiny while denouncing their critics as conspiracy mongers. If millions feel that some public health experts are not as heroic or as honest as their media stenographers make them out to be, there's a good reason for it. Bret Stephens, please report to the office and bring your MAGA hat with you. This kind of hateful, racist rhetoric. Yikes. I don't know. I don't know what's happening at the gray lady. This is not good. The impact of this misinformation on everyday life has been immense. The credibility of public health experts depends on the understanding that the job of informing the public means offering the whole truth, uncertainties included, rather than offering noble lies. Somebody read my Spectator piece from last week. I'm on to you, Brett. In the service of whatever they think the public needs to hear. And so there's a lot of people now asking, where is the data? You know, if you're going to do this again, and I want to be very honest, the data we have, the data is the death numbers that no one talks about. That's where the data is. That's why you don't see it, you know, in any of these pieces. You can scroll all the way down to the bottom of the piece and you're not going to see the death numbers because that is the real data that counts. But this is just, they've lost the base. I think the dead enders enjoyed going mask-free for too long. And when we get back, I want to talk about all of these measures that the Democrats are taking to try to convince people to get vaccinated. I have some ideas for them, and I want to hear your ideas too. I have some really good incentives to get all of us Trump-supporting, credulous boomer rubes to the pharmacy to take the jab. 844-500-4242. I will be right back. I got a lot more to say. As always, this is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's working for you.
I'm like Bette Midler in For the Boys. Gotta keep the troops entertained.
You know how listeners, they find things that you say too much. You know, I always say, see on the other side a lot, or you guys. I have little verbal tics I'm working on here. But I can already tell you that something I'm going to probably say once a day is there's too many stories and not enough time. Because I come in here with this stack of stuff. I feel like I have everything I need. And then I find out that Charlie Parker announced the mass vax lottery winner and said the wrong name. And we are going to get to that because it plays in perfectly with our poll question. But before we do, before we get to Charlie Baker's Steve Harvey moment, let's go to Christopher. Christopher, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Christopher.
Hi, Grace. I live in Cambridge, but I'm from Australia, as you can tell by my accent. I think that the authorities, whether it's Walensky or Fauci, they're going to look to Australia. Less than 1,000 people have died back home from COVID in a country of 27 million people. They've just called the military into Sydney, where only 65 people in a state of 8.5 million people have died in 18 months. And I think that this is going to get... I expected this from Cambridge, living here. I would not expect a conservative state government and a conservative federal government back home in Australia to be calling in the military. And I think that people like Fauci are going to look gleefully back at Australia, and they're going to start implementing these things as cases get close to zero in the U.S.
Yeah, and Christopher, I'm glad you called in, because you must talk to people from home. And what are people saying? I mean, I've heard stories about this. People are trying to go outside their house. And are people fed up? Or are people, you know, panicking that they can't live their lives like this anymore?
People are complying. I mean, I was born in a fairly conservative area, but since I've been an adult, I've lived, when I'm back home, mostly in left-wing areas. I've got an 83-year-old grandmother who lives in the same state as Sydney, but she's about 300 to 400 miles away. She has not left the house for 4 or 5 weeks. And, you know, she's nominally conservative like me, but I just think it's elder abuse. I'm not saying that my grandmother shouldn't be careful. She shouldn't take precautions. I got her the masks because she asked me to order them online while I was here in Cambridge. But she hasn't. We've had 64 people die in my home state, 64, 65, and people are just complying. And I used to work as a staffer from the age of 15 or 16 back in Australia for a nominally conservative party. And a lot of the people that I used to work with, the people who were meant to be on my side, they are going along with this because they're scared of not complying. And I feel really sorry for people who die, but this is, we've had a state government back there for 10 years that's meant to be conservative. We've had a federal government that's meant to be conservative for 8 years. And it's often the conservatives who are sucking up to these moon bats back home, where, and same as in the U.S.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that about complying, Christopher, because when news broke here that they were going to bring back the masks, a lot of what I heard from people was, well, I'm just not going to go along with it. I'm not going to do it. You know, they can't have me do it again. But everyone said that the first time around. Like, there was probably a handful of people in New England, you know, business owners who took the fines and, you know, took all of the heat and the embarrassment from being the person who's standing up against it. But in general, people complied. So when people say now, oh, I'm not going to do this again, I think, is that how you really feel? Or are you just going to go, oh, well, you know, the path of least resistance, I don't want to get tased in the supermarket, I'll just put my mask on?
A mask whenever I can help it. But the scary thing for me is, look, I like living in Massachusetts, but I understand it's a pretty liberal place, and that's okay. But the resorting to CCTV back home in Australia, similar to some of the moon bat areas in Massachusetts and elsewhere, and they're asking people on social media to track these people down, to identify them by the CCTV footage and the still images, as if it were like some steroid version of the Capitol riot. Like, I just don't understand, like, all this surveillance and all this, you know, dobbing your friend like the Stasi in East Germany. And I don't think people should be complying with this. And I'm really surprised, like in Massachusetts, that so many people back home are complying with this absolute nonsense. And we can protect the elderly, protect the disabled, people with pre-existing conditions. Why are we focused on whether people with non-pre-existing conditions wear these silly masks or not, whether it's here or whether it's back home?
Christopher, you're an excellent caller. I really appreciate the call. Please call back again. I totally agree with you. And when you look back and think, this was all 2 weeks to slow the spread, you know, this was all to not have the hospitals be overwhelmed. And we look how far it's come. There's no other way to describe it besides insane. Thank you for the call, Christopher. When we get back, we got some Charlie Baker for you. I'm feeling like this is going to be a good Thursday. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back, everyone. All right. I teased it enough. Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, he had this great idea that we are going to have a vax lottery. So you get your vaccine and you're entered to win, I think, in the millions, the big time lottery. And it was all part of these crazy incentives to get people to take the Fauci ouchie. That includes, like, Krispy Kreme, you know, free Shake Shack, free beer, free joints for jabs, free guns, free anything you'd like. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But Charlie Baker was announcing it today. And according to my text line, which, by the way, you can always chime in, text into 63566. Start your text with the word curly. According to my text line, Charlie Baker really blew this one. He messed this up. Let's hear it.
We're pleased to announce the two winners. Darrell Williams. Darrell Washington, sorry, from Weymouth.
Oh, no, 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 Charlie. Whoever Darrell Williams is, if there is a Darrell Williams who entered to win, pay up, bud. That is not good. That I haven't seen a mess up like that since Steve Harvey was announcing, I think it was like Miss America or Miss USA.
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe.
2015 is Colombia. I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Okay, there are some things. There are some things that never get old. And there are some moments in pop culture that bring both sides together, you know, because they're insane. And yeah, so Charlie Baker, I could call it a Steve Harvey moment, or I could call it an Oscars moment, where remember, they were supposed to announce that Moonlight won Best Picture, and it was Warren Beatty, and Faye Dunaway, and they got up, and they opened the thing, and I had a feeling when this happened that it was Warren said it, and then he tried to like, or he was confused, and he made Faye say it. He kind of threw her under the bus. But it was a big disaster because they gave Best Picture to the wrong movie, and then they had to switch it up.
But, you know.
Guys, I'm sorry. No, there's a mistake. Moonlight, you guys won Best Picture.
Moonlight won. This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. I'm afraid they read the wrong thing.
Was that Joe Biden on the stage?
This is not a joke. Moonlight has won Best Picture. Moonlight, Best Picture.
I remember that. First of all, it was amazing. And second of all, Ryan Gosling, who I have a mega crush on, was standing in the back because he was in La La Land. So he was up on stage. He was giggling so hard just knowing that this was a complete bleep show. But Charlie Baker had his moment. What can't that guy mess up?
We're pleased to announce the two winners. Darrell Williams.
Darrell Washington, sorry.
Too late.
Weymouth.
Darrell Williams sitting there like, too late, Charlie. You said it. Now cough up the cash.
I think he has to, because that's one of the inside radio rules is if you announce something on the air, you have to honor it.
Yeah, no.
Even if it's the wrong name or it's the wrong something, or if there's something on somebody's website for a contest.
Absolutely.
That's incorrect. But if somebody enters under those, you have to honor that. I think Charlie Baker has to pay out to this guy.
I 1,000% agree. Actually, this is something we can ask our lawyer expert, Mark Salinas, later in the show. I 100% agree. I mean, it's like when you go to a store and they tell you that there's something's 50% off. If it's mislabeled, you still get the discount. That's on the store. This is on Charlie. Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
I got to say this, and I'm not trying to be a hater. You guys know me. That's just not my thing. But he never seems that prepared for things. He's always like asking the people behind him, you know, oh, what's up with that? Or, oh, what's the update on this? And now it's like he couldn't even get the name right. This is kind of
there's a lot at stake here.
It's a little bit of a Biden moment for him. This is an unforced error that could be a very costly unforced error. Now, speaking of incentives, what could possibly go wrong as we're seeing? All this stuff is really well thought out, foolproof. This is your government at work. New York City is offering $100 cash incentive to get COVID vaccine, but holds off on indoor mask mandate. Now, that brings us to our poll question, which is brought to you by J.J. Manning. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, What is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What's been the best vaccine enticement thus far? Free food and drink, free joint, $100 cash, free guns, or a lottery?
$100 cash. Cash is king, always.
$100 cash, polling at 20% in the lead. 58% say free guns.
Really? Okay, okay, I respect that. I still think cash rules the way, but they're all, you know, crazy ideas. So I'm glad that this is the poll question because I can make some shameless plugs here. I have a piece coming out in Spectator probably a little bit later today, probably while I'm still doing the show. And I basically talk about how the Biden administration is obsessed with painting everyone who's vaccine hesitant as Trump supporters. You know, it's one monolithic group of MAGA hat wearing credulous boomer rube bitter clingers who won't get the vaccine because they don't trust it. Now, with that being said, that's definitely probably a portion of people who aren't getting the vaccine. But based off the Kaiser family polling, it also looks like the Kaiser Family Foundation polling, it also looks like a huge percentage of it is also minorities, Democrats in some cases. So that doesn't really add up. But I still went with the idea, okay, if there are a lot of Trump supporting vaccine hesitant people, what can we offer? You know, if I was working for Joe Biden, if I was, you know, Joe Biden's number two, and he said to me, you know what, Grace? Kamala's got the root causes of the border figured out. We are giving you the job of enticing the Trump supporters into getting the vaccine. I really thought about this. What would I do? You know, they've tried a lot of great things. Promoting the vaccines on NASCAR, Deadliest Catch, insulting people, yelling at people, calling people stupid, calling people selfish, grandma killers. None of that seems to be working. I don't know why. Go figure. The Neanderthals are not picking up on what Biden's throwing down. So I started to think, all right, for the on-the-fencers, and I talk about this a lot, I'm a little on the fence, for the on-the-fencers, what could do it? What could take them to the yes column? What could move the needle, you might say? And I really think there's a few things. One, I think a lot of people are not scared of COVID and they're not scared of the vaccine. They're just kind of tired, you know, and they're tired of being told what to do. And they're tired of the virtue signaling and the insults and, you know, especially from the unifier in chief calling them stupid and all this and that. So I thought, all right, here is a good idea. If you really want to get Trump supporters to take this vaccine, we could make a deal. In the words of Monty Hall, let's make a deal. You say to a Trump supporter, you get the jab, and Dr. Fauci promises to never do another media hit again. I'm telling you right there, people would say, all right, sure, if it's a promise. Now, option number two, you have Joe Biden go out there and say these words. Thank you to President Donald Trump for his incredible strides with Operation Warp Speed. We owe him a debt of gratitude. I guarantee you, if Joe Biden got out and said that, people might be willing to get vaccinated. If he just owned up to the fact that he's a jerk and, you know, he should say thank you to the president. Now, if none of that works, I have the best one right here. You make a deal where you say, it's like a contract of sorts, a compromise. You say, if you get the jab, the government will leave you alone for at least 1 year. That means no mandates, no restrictions, no guidelines, no updates, no press conferences. The government will leave you alone for one full year. I'm telling you, I think a lot of people who just have been lazy and haven't gone to go get the jab would get it if they thought, all right, if I sign on the dotted line here and get this vaccine, the government has to leave me alone and stay out of my bleeping life for one full year. I would get it a couple times. But they can't do any of that, you know? So they bring out Olivia Rodrigo to read funny tweets or gushing tweets with Dr. Fauci. And they think
Fauci-ouchie.
They think that's going to do it, and it's not. And the Democrats are really losing their minds because Howie made a point of this morning. Nancy Pelosi has gone totally off the rails. She called, I think she called Kevin McCarthy a moron yesterday. She's completely lost her mind. And now she's telling the people, the Congress people, that they have to wear masks in the Capitol. And this is how insane this is. She brings in a physician, okay? His name is Brian P. Monahan. And he is the attending physician of the United States Congress. And while he's lecturing people yesterday on how they're mandating face masks, and by the way, Pelosi wants people arrested if they do not follow these rules. Arrested. I'm not making that up. Fox obtained a memo from the USCP, it's Capitol Police, mandating enforcement of masks inside the Capitol complex. It says that those who do not comply will be asked to leave. If they don't comply with that, they could be subject to arrest. And if they have a Lego set at their home, then all bets are off.
I think we need to use the standard of the hero Democrat Texas people who flee there or whatever. They can't be arrested because they're heroes. Unmasked Republicans, unmasked people in Congress are heroes. They can't be arrested.
Yeah, they're eating Caesar salads. I mean, that's what people should do. If, you know, like Lauren Boebert and those people, if they don't want to wear a mask, they just hold up a Caesar salad by their face and they go, I'm eating a Caesar salad. I'm drinking a Miller Lite. I'm a hero just like you. Please don't arrest me. It's insane. But it gets even funnier because the attending physician, Brian Monahan, while he was communicating these new asinine rules to the lawmakers, he didn't have a mask on. He had to pull his mask down. So he's talking to them for a good amount of time, like 45 minutes with his mask off. Who knows how many droplets are in the air at that point. I demand this man be arrested right now. And it gets even wackier because Pelosi, she's demanding this because, you know, I guess now the Speaker Pelosi just gets to make up, you know, rules and laws, and that's how it goes. But it's obviously an abuse of power. But beyond that, it's absolutely insane because senators aren't going to have to wear the mask, from what I gather. She's not in control of that. She's the Speaker of the House. But they're all in the same building. So senators are going to be walking around without masks on, and Congress people are going to have their masks on. And again, I don't understand. I'm lost. I don't think I get it. But a lot of people are just getting so fed up. And then what gets really interesting is now there's all this talk about mandates, you know, and vaccine passports. And there was a restaurateur in New York City who's saying he's going to do it, you know, and I've heard of places in Provincetown doing it where you have to show your card and your license. And there's a million reasons not to support that. You look at the history books and you can figure that out. Papers, please, is not usually a good idea. But what's funny is that a group came out yesterday who you wouldn't expect. You know, I did not know that the American Postal Workers Union was so full of Trump supporters. I didn't know they were part of the Trump death cult, as Joy Reid called it. Because this is their statement, the American Postal Workers Union. They said, it is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations for the employees we represent. Issues related to vaccinations and testing for COVID-19 in the workplace must be negotiated with the APWU. At this time, the APWU opposes the mandating of COVID-19 vaccinations in relation to U.S. postal workers. Well, let me tell you right now, you're not as smart as Joe Biden thought you were. That just goes without saying. When we get back, we'll be talking a little bit more about this, how we can combat this misinformation. I agree with Ben Shapiro. I think the easiest way to stop the misinformation would be to cut the feed from the green room wherever Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci are talking, because they seem to be the biggest spreaders of misinformation, right behind maybe Kamala Harris. Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher for longer. You're going to love this product. No more frustration from opening up the fridge to find wilted and rotting food. It uses the same technology as the best-selling Thunderstorm that has sold over 100,000 units. This is a really cool device. It has a rechargeable battery. It goes right into your fridge to kill fungus, bacteria, and mold that rots your food. That means your food will stay fresher for longer. It saves you money. And a bonus is when you open up your fridge, you're not going to get that stinky smell. It keeps the fridge smelling awesome. And also you can use this in a ton of places, you know, put it in your closet or your pantry, freshen them up and get rid of musty smells. I'm urging my listeners to get several of these Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for friends and family, any extra fridges you have, or small spaces where you need to get rid of odors. Right now, Eden Pure is offering $10 off the lowest sale price to my listeners this week. That's right, $10 off the lowest sale price with free shipping. That's an incredible deal. Keep your food fresher for longer with Eden Pure and get rid of any nasty smells coming out of your fridge. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEFRESH. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEFRESH. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. I see you on the lines. We're going to take your calls, 844-500-4242. We're talking vaccines, mandates, masks, you name it. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
I know today is going to slip by really fast, and we do have a lot to get to. So don't let me forget, Jared, we are going to play Chris Cuomo in the next segment. Chris Cuomo, Fredo, as we like to call him here, had an interview, and I was pleased to see that someone brought up his brother, because that's always a nice way to kind of go towards the Friday, is when Fredo gets a nice heaping of his own BS thrown back in his face. I mean, the fact that he has the nerve and the sanctimony to lecture people, knowing who his brother is and that he's had him on his program and that he wanted him to be president. And then he berates this restaurant owner and the guy comes right back and says, maybe I should talk to your brother. We will get to all that. So don't worry. If you're waiting on that sound, we have it for you. You just got to hang on. Let's go to Sal. Sal, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, Grace. Isn't Rochelle Lewinsky the one that went off script and saw that there was going to be impending doom?
Yes.
Rochelle, Rochelle!
Sal, what was that last point?
One other thing. And we're supposed to take these people serious, but one other thing. You ever notice, I got a few years on you, but in your time since you've been paying attention, you ever notice that policies that Democrats want to push, they either have to be mandated or they have to be laws.
Yeah.
Look at Obamacare. You know, it was a mandate. If you didn't, you had to pay a $2,000 fine. If their ideas are so great, why do they have to mandate everything and force people to do these great, great things that they want to push?
Right.
You know,
and Sal, you're absolutely right. And can you imagine, to your point, if Trump were president? I mean, I think about it all the time. If he were mandating these vaccines, there would be an uproar. People would be calling him a dictator. And now we're floating this around that companies are going to mandate it and it's no big deal. You're right. And it's the same thing with big tech and censorship. If your ideas are so much better than ours, if you're so much smarter than us, if Joy Reid has all the answers and I'm a moron, then why are they so afraid? Why are you trying to shut everybody up? Why do you boot off Dr. Scott Atlas? Why do you call Tom Cotton a conspiracy theorist? Why is Scott Hounsell fringe? If your ideas are so good, why does everyone else's have to go away? We'll be right back with more sound, and we got a lot more to talk about. This is The Grace Curley Show.